This year we have a new theme.
今年我们有一个新的追求的主题。
This theme comes from Matthew, from Hebrews chapter 10.
这个主题来自希伯来书第十章。
The English of this theme is hold fast, stir up.
我们中文的这个题目是持定盼望。
And let me just read the verses that it comes from in Hebrews chapter 10.
我们先来念一遍希伯来书第十章。
For sake of time, let's just read verses 23 and 24.
我们由于时间关系，我们只念23至24节。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
This theme has two parts, and this morning I want to start looking at the first part.
这个主题有两部分，持定盼望，彼此相顾。我们今天早上要来看前面的这个第一部分。
What does it mean to hold fast?
持定盼望究竟意味着什么？
Hebrews reminds us what it means to be a Christian.
希伯来书在这里提醒我们，作为一个基督徒的究竟意味着什么？
Of course, as Christians, that means that we believe that Jesus Christ came to die for our sins.
当然，作为基督徒，我们知道这意味着耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
But the Bible reminds us is not that we just have faith once, but we also continue to believe.
当然，圣经也提醒我们，这不是我们一时所有的信心，我们是要以一直的持有这样的信心。
Being a Christian is more than just praying a prayer or responding to a gospel meeting.
成为一个基督徒并不是做一些祷告或者对福音聚会有回应。
Or even getting baptized.
或甚至受浸。
Those are a part of what it means to be a Christian, but not the whole thing.
这只是成为基督徒的一部分，而不是全部。
Those are the beginnings of a Christian life, but not the end.
这只是信徒生活的一个开始，并不是终了。
Hebrews 10 tells us that after the saving work that Jesus does in our lives, we need to continue to hold on to that faith.
希伯来书在这里告诉我们，当耶稣基督为我们做成了救恩的时候，我们要继续活在这样的信心和救恩当中。
So we're going to start to look at what that means from Matthew chapter 25.
所以我们要从马太福音25章开始来看一下这个究竟意味着什么。
Now I have to note that we're not going to cover all of what it means to hold fast just today.
我们要知道今天我们不可能全部的来分解这个持定盼望所有的意义。
So in the combined meetings that I'm preaching, probably will take about half a year and look at different aspects of what it means to hold fast.
所以从我们今天的合堂聚会开始我们可能继续还会要大概半年的时间才能够完全的能够解释清楚这个持定盼望。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 25 and look at verses 1 to 13.
所以我们看马太福音第25章1到13节。
Matthew 25, verse 1. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Five of them were foolish and five were wise.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out."
那些童女就都起来收拾灯，愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
No, they replied, there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us."
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
But he replied, "I tell the truth, I don't know you."
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子，那时辰，你们不知道。
Blessed be the reading of God's holy word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
Let's pray to God for understanding.
我们求神让我们能够明白他的话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word of life.
我们在天上的父，我们为着你生命的话道，我们感谢你。
And we pray, Lord, that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear.
愿你赏给我们能看的眼，属灵的眼睛，属灵的耳朵。
And a mind focused to understand.
也能给我们集中的毅力，能够明白。
And a spirit that is willing.
也能够在灵里面能够有这样的意志。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So first we're going to look at how we can understand this parable, and then we're going to look at how to apply this parable.
我们先来看我们如何能够明白这个比喻，然后我们再来看一下我们能够如何的应用。
In this parable by Jesus, he starts by saying, "At that time."
在这个比喻里面，耶稣在开始的时候说，那时。
We see from what comes right before this, Jesus is talking about the day of his return.
所以我们在这个比喻的前面可以看到耶稣是在讲论他的再来。
And so when Jesus says, "At that time," he's referring to the coming of the kingdom of heaven in full.
所以这里讲到的那时，耶稣是在讲这个天国完全到来，就是他再来的时候，完全天国的到来。
And so just like the virgins are waiting for the bridegroom to arrive,We are waiting for Christ to return.
就像童女在这里等着新郎来到，我们也是在等待着耶稣的再来。
But who are these virgins in the story?
这个比喻里面的童女又是些什么人呢？
This would be a role in the wedding ceremony.
这是一个他们在婚礼当中的一个必要的一个仪式。
So in our modern day, they would be closely like our bridesmaids.
很接近我们现代婚礼当中的伴娘。
So just like in our modern day, bridesmaids attend the bride.
就像现代的婚礼当中，我们伴娘是伴随着新娘的。
So these virgins would be with the bride to help her get ready.
所以这些童女是帮助这个新娘为着婚礼做准备的。
And in the Jewish culture, they would wait for the bridegroom to arrive.
所以在犹太人的这个习俗当中，他们是要等着这个新郎新娘的新的来到。
And when the bridegroom arrived, then the bride and all the virgins, all the bridesmaids would go out together and go together to the banquet, to the wedding banquet.
所以新郎新娘来的时候，他们会一起的 和他们一起的参加这个婚宴的举行。
And so the job of these bridesmaids, the virgins, would be to escort the couple to the banquet.
所以这些童女或者说伴娘的任务就是陪伴着这对新郎新娘参加的这个婚宴。
But we see that this take place at night.
我们看这个发生的时间是晚上。
So part of the virgin's responsibility would be to bring lights to accompany the couple.
所以这些童女的任务就是要把灯准备好，伴随这对新人。
And so that brings us to the next thing that we need to understand about this parable.
所以这就把我们带到下一件我们要对这个比喻所要明白的地方。
Is the word, in, at least in English, translated lamps.
所以在英文里它所翻译在中文里说的是那个灯。
Now lamps in the ancient world would be just mostly a simple bowl with a wick sticking out of it.
所以就是在古代的时候这个所谓的灯就是 一个碗或者说一个盏里面有个灯芯露出来。
But this would mostly be used indoors.
这样的灯啊，主要是在室内用。
These were good because you could hold a lot of oil and it would stay lit for a long period of time.
因为这个盏或者碗可以盛很多的油，所以这个灯可以点亮很长的时间。
But of course, you can imagine that an open bowl filled with oil that's on fire would not be the most practical thing to walk around with.
所以你可以想象，拿着这个一盏盛满油的灯走来走去，并不是一件很方便、很实际的事情。
So most likely what's in view when it says lamp is actually a torch.
所以在这里讲的这个灯更可能的是一种火把。
And indeed the Greek word that Jesus used can be translated either lamp or torch.
所以这里的希腊字原文可以既翻译成灯也可以翻译成火把。
Torches were, you know, a big stick with cloth wrapped around it at one end.
所以火炬是一根长的棍子头上包着一些布或者破布。
And to use a torch, you would soak it in a little oil beforehand.
所以用火炬的话火把的话你要把这个火把浸在油里面。
And then when you actually want to light it, you had to dip it in another jar of oil.
所以当你要点它的时候你要把它先浸在一罐的油里面。
To thoroughly soak the rags.
要完全的把这根棍子上前面的这个布完全的浸没在油里面。
And then after you lit these lamps, then they would last maybe about 15 minutes or so.
所以当你把这个火把点亮的时候他们大概能够点15分钟左右的时间。
Okay, so that's the parable.
所以这就是这个比喻里面所讲的事情。
How do we apply it?
所以我们如何来应用这个比喻里面所讲到的？
The first application we see is the necessity of us to hold fast.
所以第一个应用是我们要持定盼望的这个必要性。
The virgins and the bride have to wait in the parable.
所以这个童女在这个比喻里面他们必须要等。
It says that the bridegroom was delayed.
这里说新郎延迟了。
Of course, Jesus didn't tell us what he was doing.
当然耶稣在这里并没有告诉我们这个新郎在干什么。
But the parable is just showing us that the bridegroom is late and they have to wait.
这里只是讲新郎迟延了，他们就必须要等。
In the same way, we as Christians have to wait.
在同样的用同样的道理，我们基督徒也是在等待。
It would be nice if, you know, the instant we believe, then suddenly we were taken up into heaven.
如果我们在信主的那一刻，我们就被接到天上去，那是件多好的事情。
It would save us a lot of toil, a lot of headache.
可以节省我们很多的痛苦和烦恼。
But that's not a reality.
但这并不是现实。
We know that already Jesus has been delayed.
所以同样我们也知道耶稣在迟延。
That Christians for the past 2,000 years have been waiting for Jesus to come back.
过去2000年的所有的基督徒都在等着耶稣的再来。
And this should not make us, this should not break our faith.
但这并不应该导致我们的信心有受损。
Because Jesus himself tells us that he's going to be delayed.
因为耶稣他自己就告诉我们他会迟延。
And in fact, in the pages of the New Testament, we are told why he's going to be delayed.
而且在新约里面我们也看到为什么他要迟延。
So 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
所以彼得后书第三章第九节。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Already in the early church, people were wondering, why hasn't Jesus come back yet?
所以在早期的教会，人们都在想知道为什么耶稣基督还没有回来。
But Peter tells us God's not being slow.
所以彼得在这里说主的单言。
He's actually being patient.
乃是他是在忍耐，在宽容。
He's taking a long time because he wants more people to be saved from death.
他愿意更多的人从死的咒诅当中被拯救回来。
He's waiting so that more people hear about the good news of Jesus Christ.
他在等待，希望更多的人有听到耶稣基督的福音。
We see this again in Revelation chapter 9.
所以我们在启示录第九章也看到这样的话。
Starting in verse 10, talking about the Christians who have already died, they called out in a loud voice, How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?
对不起，是启示录第六章，他们大声，第十节，大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们身流血的冤，要等到几时呢？
Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed just as they had been.
于是有白衣赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄，也向他们被杀，满足了数目。
So in this parable that Jesus is talking about his second coming, he already tells us the bridegroom is going to be delayed.
所以在这个比喻里面，他把延迟的这个新郎比作那个将要也是一样在延迟单言的耶稣基督。
And so therefore, we need to hold fast to the faith.
所以正因为这个原因，我们要持定盼望这个信心。
Now the characters that Jesus focuses on is the virgins.
所以在这个比喻里面，耶稣所关注的这个人物是这些童女。
There are wise and there are foolish virgins.
有两种，一种是聪明的，一种是愚拙的。
And how we understand what the problem is, what's the difference between a wise virgin and a foolish virgin, tells us the interpretation of this parable.
我们看到这个愚拙和聪明的童女之间的差别，能够看到这个比喻给我们所讲出的意义。
We may think that the main point of this parable is that we need to be alert.
我们也许会想到这个比喻最主要的意义在于我们需要警醒。
But you look at the parable,
但如果你仔细看这个比喻,
and what separates the wise virgins from the foolish is not that the foolish ones fell asleep and the wise ones stayed awake.
这个把聪明的从愚拙的当中区隔开来的，并不是这个聪明的人一直在警醒啊，没有，而这个愚拙的童女他们在睡觉。
It says in verse 5 that they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
在第五节他们说他们都打盹睡着了。
And both the wise and the foolish brought lamps or torches with them.
同样的，愚拙的跟聪明的童女，他们都带了这个灯或者说火把。
The difference between the wise and the foolish is that the wise brought oil, and it says the foolish didn't bring any.
这个不同的是，聪明的童女他们带足了油，而这个愚拙的并没有。
And this was, I guess, shocking to me as I studied this passage this week.
所以，当这个星期我在研读这段比喻的时候，我读了以后感到相当的吃惊。
Because I was always taught that the wise were wise because they brought enough oil.
所以我以前所被教导的总是说这个聪明的童女他们是带了很足够的油，而那些愚拙的没有带够。
And the other bridesmaids were foolish because they didn't plan ahead and bring enough oil.
那些愚拙的童女他们之所以是愚拙是因为他们没有提前的预备带足够的油。
But we see here that this is not the case.
但是我们在看到这里的时候并不是这样的情形。
Jesus' main point is not staying awake.
耶稣在这里主要的意思并不是说要警醒。
Instead, his main point is to be prepared.
他主要的意思是要预备好。
That both the wise and the foolish know that the bridegroom is coming anytime.
这个聪明和愚拙的童女，他们都知道耶稣可以在任何时间到达。
They both know what needs to be done.
他们同样也知道需要做什么。
So the bridegroom's arrival does not make the foolish virgins unprepared.
所以这个新郎的来到并没有说让使这个愚拙的人显得没有准备。
His arrival only reveals how unprepared they actually were.
他的来到只是显明了他们已经是如何的没有做好准备。
The foolish virgins were unprepared the moment they started waiting.
这个愚拙的童女，他们在从等待的那一刻开始。他们就没有准备。
They started waiting without the extra oil to dip their torches in.
他们在开始等待的时候就没有油可以把这个火把那个浸在里面。
So actually, it didn't matter what time the bridegroom came.
所以这个新郎至于什么时候来已经不重要了。
Even if he came as soon as they started waiting, the foolish virgin would still be unprepared.
所以即使这个新郎在他们开始等的时候已经到了，这个愚拙的童女还是没有做好准备。
So Jesus is telling us to be prepared.
所以耶稣在这里是要告诉我们要预备好。
To hold fast.
要持定我们的信心。
So this tells us what kind of race the Christian life is.
所以这里告诉我们，我们基督徒的生活生命是一种怎样的赛跑。
A long race is different from a very short race.
一个长途的赛跑跟一个短跑是不一样的。
Just like going on a long vacation is very different from going on a very short trip.
就像你如果要去度一个很长期的度假跟一个短期的度假是不一样的。
And how we prepare for those different circumstances depends on what kind of situation it is.
所以我们如何的做准备跟我们所面对的情形是有关系的。
What I put in my suitcase is going to be different if I'm going to be spending a week away.
如果我只是去度一个星期的假，我放在行李里面的物件是不一样的。
And maybe if I'm only going to be gone for half a day, I'm not even going to pack any suitcase.
如果我所要出去的时间只是半天的话，可能我并不需要带什么行李。
And so we are told that the Christian life is going to be one of waiting.
所以这里告诉我们，基督徒的生命是一个等待的生命。
And that's why Hebrews tells us it's so important that after we come to faith, we need to hold on to this faith.
所以希伯来书 为什么在这里要告诉我们，当我们有信了之后，我们要持定这样的信心和盼望。
Another thing we learn from the parable is about personal responsibility.
另外一个我们从这里能够学到的是关于个人的责任。
The foolish virgins asked the wise virgins, "Give us some of your oil."
这个愚拙的童女问那些聪明的童女，能分一点油给他们。
But the wise one said, "There's not going to be enough for all of us."
这个聪明的童女说。我们的油不够他们所有的人分的。
And so therefore, in the same way, our responsibility is personal.
所以同样的，我们的责任是从我们个人开始的。
Just like our faith is personal.
就像我们的信仰、信心也是个人的。
And sure, we can, you know, have a church where we help youhold fast to the faith.
我们可以在教会在肢体之间我们可以彼此帮助你持定这个信心。
And this is part of why we gather together on Sunday, and why we have fellowships, and why we have prayer meetings.
这就是我们为什么在主日有聚会、有团契、有祷告会这样的聚会。
Because we build each other up, but also we help each other to hold fast to the faith.
我们可以彼此造就，可以让我们彼此之间能够勉励，能够持定这样的信心。
But in the end, holding onto the faith is our own personal responsibility.
但是最终持定我们的信心是我们个人的责任。
No one else's preparation can help you.
别人没有任何另外一个人的准备可以最终可以决定到你自己的光景。
So this is something we need to make sure that we have.
所以这是我们每个人都要确认是我们自己已经有的。
And why is this so important?
为什么这很重要呢？
Because this has horrible, heavy consequences.
因为这件事情可能会有相当严重的可怕的结局。
There's something that's even more shocking about how unprepared the virgins are.
这个故事里面让我们更加吃惊的是这些愚拙的童女是如何的没有准备，是很震惊的。
And that shocking thing is what happens when they finally come to the wedding banquet.
就是当他们来到这个婚宴的时候他们所发生的事情。
Now we would expect for, you know, bridesmaids that haven't done their job, maybe they will lose some of the privilege of being a bridesmaid.
我们可能会想象那些没有做好准备的伴娘或者童女，他们会丧失掉一些在婚宴里面的一些特权。
Maybe because they're so irresponsible, during the banquet they don't get to sit with the bride and groom.
可能他们之前没有这样负责任，可能他们在婚宴的时候他们就不允许跟这对新人坐在一起。
Or maybe because everyone's so hungry at the banquet, they're just going to get leftovers.
也许他们其他人都可以在很饿的时候可以吃饱，可能他们只能吃一些剩下的东西。
But that's not what happens.
但这并不是所发生的事情。
They come to the wedding banquet and they find the door closed.
他们来到婚宴的时候却发现门关上了。
They knock at the door, "Lord, Lord, let us in."
他们敲门说主啊主啊让给我们开门让我们进去。
And the bridegroom replies, "I don't know you."
然后这个新郎却回答说我不认识你们。
The bridesmaids, these virgins,even lost the privilege of being in the wedding party.
这些童女、这些伴娘，他们所失去的是参加这个婚宴的特权。
They never even made it to the wedding banquet.
他们甚至没有进这个婚宴的门。
And then not only that, the bridegroom says that he doesn't know who they are.
而且新郎甚至对他们说，告诉他们不认识他们。
Of course, not literally, I don't recognize you. Who are you?
当然这不是真的说我不知道你是谁，我不认识你。
But when he says I don't know you, he says I don't have any kind of a relationship with you.
这里说我不认识你，是 恰恰是在说我跟你们没有任何关系。
This has huge consequences for us as Christians.
这对我们基督徒有相当大的后果。
It means that the consequences for not holding on to the faith is not a smaller reward in heaven.
所以没有持定信心的后果并不是说我们在天上的奖赏是减少了。
Do not think that because you are unprepared for Christ's return means you're going to get a lawn chair in heaven instead of a throne.
所以不要以为你没有准备好你在天上只是没有得到更大的赏赐。
Jesus' teaching is that if you do not hold on to the faith, you're not going to get to heaven at all.
如果你没有持定信心，你根本不会进天上的门。
Ezekiel chapter 18,
以西结书第十八章。
Verse 21 says, But if a wicked person turns away from all the sins they have committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, that person will surely live and will not die.
21节，恶人若回头离开所做的一切罪恶，谨守我一切的律例，行正直与合理的事，他必存活，不至死亡。
None of the offenses they have committed will be remembered against them. Because of the righteous things they have done, they will live.
他所犯的一切罪过都不被纪念，因所行的义，他必存活。
Skipping down to verse 24,
我们再看，跳过看二十四节。
But if a righteous person turns from the righteousness and commits sin and does the same detestable things the wicked person does, will they live? None of the righteous things that person has done will be remembered because of the unfaithfulness they are guilty of and because of the sins they have committed, they will die.
一人若转离一心而作罪孽，照着恶人所行一切可憎的事而行，他岂能存活吗？他所行的一切义都不被纪念，他必因所犯的罪、所行的恶死亡。
Even in the Old Testament, we have God saying, "It's not enough to just be righteous in the past."
甚至在旧约里面啊，神也在这样跟我们讲。在过去你行公义做一个公义的人并不还不够。
That the righteous person has to hold on to that righteousness.
所以义人要持定这样的义。
Don't let it go.
不要让他离开你。
Because if you let go of that righteousness, none of the righteousness you've had until then will even matter.
如果你让他离开你，你到那一刻所有的义也对你没有意义。
So in the same way as these virgins in Jesus' parable, we too need to hold on to be and be ready.
所以耶稣这个比喻里面也同样的告诉我们，我们要持定我们所信的，要做好准备。
It doesn't matter if you've been baptized and prayed the sinner's prayer.
所以如果你已经受洗了，你也是在众人面前做了这个宣告，做了这个祷告。
If later on in life you do not hold on to your faith.
如果在你今后的生命当中你没有持定这样的信仰。
And maybe you will get distracted by the cares of this world.
你被这个世界上所感兴趣的东西被吸引走了。
Or the riches of this world.
或这个世界所有的财富。
If you choose to put your life in something else and not hold on to the faith,
如果你选择把你的生命活在世界上的另外一些东西里面，而不是在信仰里面。
Then our faith means nothing.
那这个信仰对你是没有意义的。
But there is an element of hope.
但这个里面却有一个盼望的一个方面。
It may be too late for these foolish virgins in Jesus' parable, but it's not too late for us.
也许在这个比喻里面，对这些童女来讲，他们是太晚了。但是对我们来讲还并不晚。
Reading this parable, what truly makes these foolish virgins foolish is that even though they came unprepared, they had so much time to get prepared.
这个比喻里面给我们学到一个功课，是这些童女，这些愚拙的童女，虽然他们最终是没有做好准备，但是他们能够做准备，他们可以做准备的时间是如此之长。
How many hours did they have just waiting around that they fell asleep, that they could have been out being ready?
啊，他们花了多少个小时啊，在那里睡觉打瞌睡，而恰恰是在这些时间里面，他们可以去做好准备。
And they only waited for the bridegroom to actually get there to realize, oh, I still need oil for my torch.
啊，他们只是干干的等着这个新郎的到来。到那个时候他们才意识到，哦，我还没有准备油。
They had enough time to take a nap.
啊，但是他们却有这么多的时间去打瞌睡。
They were just waiting around, fiddling their thumbs.
啊，他们只是在那里干干的等待，啊，在那里闲等。
And so the lesson Jesus has for us is in verse 13.
所以耶稣在这里告诉我们一个功课是在13节。
Therefore, keep watch because you do not know the day or the hour.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Because we don't know the time of Christ's return, Jesus exhorts us to be ready now.
正因为我们不知道耶稣什么时候会再来，我们就应该现在就做好准备。
Don't wait.
不要等待。
Don't delay.
不要单延。
Don't take a nap.
不要打瞌睡。
Get ready.
做好准备。
Make sure that you run the race set before you, as Hebrews says.
所以你要在前面奔跑，就像希伯来书说的。
To hold fast on the faith that you have.
要持定你这个有的信心。
I close with a quote from a commentator, Dr. F.F. Bruce.
我最后要读一段F.F. Bruce 博士所写的一段评论。
He says, the point is simply that readiness, whatever form it takes, is not something that can be achieved by last-minute adjustment.
所以关键的一点很简单，他说做好准备无论是哪种形式都不是一件用最后一刻的这个调整去就能够办到的事情。
It depends on long-term provision, and if that has been made, the wise disciple can sleep secure in the knowledge that everything is ready.
这要取决于长期的准备和供应，而且如果已经做好这样的准备，聪明的门徒就知道一切已经准备停当，就可以安然入睡。
This is just one aspect that we're looking at in this concept of holding fast.
所以这个是我们看到的持定盼望的一个方面。
But you see what's at stake.
所以你看到了这里所决定的、所牵涉到的是什么样的事情。
Nothing less than our eternal destiny.
这里关乎到的是我们在永恒当中的地位。
And so Jesus exhorts us as he did his disciples.
所以耶稣在这里就像劝勉他面前的门徒一样，也在这里劝勉我们。
Be ready.
做好准备。
Don't wait.
不要等。
Jesus could come back anytime.
耶稣可以在任何时辰他回来。
So we need to hold on now.
所以我们现在就要持定我们的盼望和信心。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the saving work that you do in our lives.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你在我们生命当中所做的拯救的工作。
We thank you indeed that you have the power to do that which we could not.
我们感谢你，你有这样的全能做到我们所不能做成的事情。
Which is save ourselves.
也就是拯救我们自己。
But now that we have such a great gift, help us to hold on to it.
现在我们有这样的你给我们的恩赐，让我们能够持定我们所领受的。
That our Christian life will consist of not just a saving work that has been done in the past.
我们 信主的 生命、啊、并不是止于我们、那个得救一刻你所给我们做成的。
But it is something that we hold on to dearly right now.
而是我们每天我们现在应该所持守的。
So that even if Jesus comes today or tomorrow, next year, 100 years from now, we will be ready.
即无论耶稣是在今天、明天、今年，或者是再过100年再来，我们都能做好准备。
And that you have promised us we will be at the wedding banquet.
你也应许我们，我们会是在那个、羔羊的婚宴上面。
Where we will not just be bridesmaids.
我们、不仅仅只是、那个伴娘。
But the church itself will be the bride.
这个教会、就是你的心腹。
Wedded and spending glorious, joyful time with Christ.
与耶稣基督、能够一起能够在荣耀里面。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.